If you guys want to know what it is to be a true, authentic leader, like how to really show up for you, how to break barriers and patterns and things that you've been doing that are not serving you, this is the episode for you. You do not want to miss this. I have Dr. Elizabeth Pritchard here, and she is the bomb, okay? Like, she is unfreaking believable. And she has, and she's the And she is the co-founder and the director of the Women Authentic Leadership Training Institute, the WALT Institute. Okay, she has over 3 decades in cultivating authentic leadership. Now, I'm not going to say any more because I want you to watch this episode, but it is absolutely phenomenal. And she is going to be one of our big keynote speakers at the Women Who Lead Summit. And if you don't know about that summit yet, y'all better check it out because it is going to be unbelievable for all of you who are aspiring or already on the road to becoming amazing coaches and entrepreneurs. I am going to shut up now. Check this out. What up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I'm so glad you're here. You guys have been blowing up my numbers, and my podcast is doing amazing, and I'm just so grateful to all of you. And you know I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I am super honored to have Dr. Elizabeth Pritchard here. She is an international keynote speaker, a researcher, a leadership coach. I mean, she's in, are you in New Zealand? Is that right? You're in New Zealand?
Or no, you're in Melbourne. Currently Melbourne, Australia.
That's right. And she's the co-founder and director of the Women Authentic Leadership Training Institute, which is the WALT Institute. Now, she has spent over 3 decades cultivating authentic leadership among women executives and leaders. Now, overcoming childhood adversity, right, which is what we always are talking about here, how you can overcome in life. Elizabeth transformed her experiences into lessons of resilience and authenticity. Now, her expertise in neuroscience and leadership and research really inspires women to discover their influential voices and lead with confidence. And that is why I have this woman here, because she is amazing, amazing. And I will also be featuring this amazing woman speaker on the Women Who Lead Summit. And I'm super excited. So you guys better hold on to your hats, boy, because here we go. But Dr. Elizabeth Pritchard, welcome to Straight Talk. How are you?
Thank you so much, Nina. What an amazing introduction. It was like, whoa, wow, yeah, let's go, everybody. I love this. Yes.
I'm fantastic. I love it. I'm really, really glad you're here. I've been really excited and looking forward to speaking with you. The very first time we met, I just loved your energy. I love what you're about. I'm like, this woman is the jam. She's the jam, y'all. So Elizabeth, I want to know a little bit more about you. I know I read a bio, but I want to know about you. Who are you? Tell us, who are you?
Who am I? This is sort of a very interesting question, Nina, because it can be this big or it can be that big. Yes. Often when we say, who are you? People jump into their roles. But when you ask me, who am I? I am a person who is connected to people. I am connected to myself. I rise every day with the intention to be my authentic self, to not really give a F. Can I swear on this show?
Yeah, you can swear. Absolutely.
To not give a fuck about what other people think of me, because if I'm doing that, then I'm always playing small. So who am I? I'm a person who has come through decades of experiences, which I have interpreted with all sorts of different meanings. And now I've learned that those things are the richness of who I am today, and that I don't need to blame anything that happened or jump into any wah-wah story. What I can do is I step into my truth every single day. I think that's who I am today, Nina.
I really love that, right? Because our journeys really help us. It really does help us, especially in hindsight, right? When we're going through it, we usually don't see the story that can come out of that or the greatness that comes out of that. It's in hindsight, right? But your journey of overcoming all these, you know, childhood adversities and you know, becoming a global advocate, really, right? For authentic leadership and for women, and extraordinary lessons that you've of taught and have learned. I'm just wondering, how did those early challenges, right? How did they shape you into becoming that leader that you are today? What is that resilience that you've built out through these years?
The challenges were that they were tough, they were challenges, they were big, they were huge, they were all consuming. And I think throughout my childhood, I mean, just a little bit about this was that when I was 8, I was sexually abused, and that was part of the challenges. It wasn't the only challenge in my life, it was just part of the challenges. And as anything that happens to us, we interpret that and we attribute blame, we justify, we jump into all of those things, because let's face it, as an 8-year-old or a person who is a child, we take on board all these meanings and stories in our lives, and so they become the foundation of our lives until we have the ability to question those. And so there was many, many times in my teens and early 20s and 30s when because of that abuse, I thought that if anything happened, it was my fault. And yeah, as we know, through research, psychology, and through healing, that no sexual abuse for a child is their fault. And so within that, it was like I just took everything on. It was like if my marriage wasn't going so well, it was my fault. I had to fix it. If my job wasn't going so well, it was my fault. I had to fix it. And so I came through with all of these stories and all of these beliefs that created a tough life, basically, yeah, a really tough life. Yeah. And so I realized about 15 years ago that I had a choice. I had a choice to keep repeating those patterns, and it's nothing wrong with me, it just is what it is. It's not good or bad or right or wrong. That was just how every one of us bring through and interpret experiences throughout our lives, and they create patterns. And it wasn't until about 15-16 years ago that it was like, so these are just patterns. Well, if they're patterns, I've created the pattern, so I can now create a different pattern. And I think this is the power of resilience. And we talk about resilience in Walt Institute, not as bouncing back, because I don't want to bounce back to all that challenge. I don't want to bounce back to the toughness. Right. I don't want to bounce back to the sadness and the hurt and the anger and the frustration. I want to bounce forward. I want to bounce forward to a new place and a different way of thinking, a different way of empowering myself to be who I be and to absolutely sort of bust through those patterns and create new ones so that I can live my best life. And this is the exciting thing that we know from neuroscience, that we can do this.
Yeah, I love neuroscience. Oh my God, I've been getting into it so much. Just love it so much, because I come from trauma too. I started being molested at the age of 6. So I understand that. And I don't know where you lie in your faith or spirituality, or if you don't believe or not, but I believe in God. Right. And so that piece of it was also a big piece for me, you know, because I blamed everybody, and I was a perfectionist because I had to have everything had to be perfect all the time, which is exhausting. And I actually exhausted myself all the way to autoimmune conditions because everything had to be perfect, and I had to work like 15-20 hour days just to prove myself. I totally understand what you're talking about. I really get that. And so I was really curious to maybe have you talk to me about a pattern. What pattern did you notice? Because I'm wondering, for the women who are listening, and men for that matter, who are listening, who maybe aren't even noticing a pattern, you know, that is causing them to maybe not go forward or not do the things they want to do, or maybe they feel stuck. So what's some of the patterns that you noticed in you?
Yeah, I think one of the first ones was what I mentioned, was that if anything went wrong or wasn't quite going right, then it was my fault.
Right.
And so I had to fix it. And so that led to absolute burnout because it was like, oh, my girls were having problems, so I had to fix it and I had to sort that, and then my work over here, and then my extended family there, and at the time my husband over there, and I didn't even feature in the picture because I was too busy fixing other things and other people because I felt that it was my fault. And that was just a pattern, and I recognize that now, and I didn't recognize it then. And so that was one of the patterns. Another pattern that constantly comes up is that if I experience people stating their opinion, then I jump instantly into somebody's right, somebody's wrong. I don't want to be wrong, so I have to be right. And so my ego would rise and my competitiveness would rise and my emotions would rise and I'd get defensive and sort of come out fighting, basically. And so I recognized that that was another pattern, that if people express their opinions, it's like, brilliant. That's their opinion. I don't need to jump into their sandpit. I don't need to jump into their business. I am me. But for 4 or 5 decades, I didn't quite know who me was, and I didn't quite know how to embrace me, be proud of me, step into and absolutely feel that I'm okay. Because of abuse and things, often the person feels like I'm not enough. I didn't protect myself. I didn't save myself from this. I didn't know what to do. I never talked about it for over a decade. And it was like, I didn't know what to do with it. And often people who have been abused or suffered trauma in childhood or teenage years are like this. And it's like, it's not good, it's not bad, it's not right or wrong. It just is. It's just the way that we have coped and what we have put in place. And if we haven't done that, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah, so yeah, it's a survival, like, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Massive kudos to you, Nina, for being who you are today and creating that. Because it's what we have come through. Yeah. And you might say, well, I wasn't abused. It hasn't been that bigger hiccup for me in my life. And I've worked with people who have had a reasonably ease and flow life, which is brilliant. And there's still patterns. There's still patterns. Right. Everyone, male, female, whatever's happening in the moment, employed, unemployed, learning, not learning, whatever. We all have patterns. And it's those things that keep repeating. It's those things that, when they say this, I think this, I do that. That's my pattern.
I love that. And I know that, you know, you're really helping people with neuroscience and your leadership and your expertise in neuroscience. And, you know, this, to me, lately I've been learning, maybe in the last year or so, learning about neuroscience, and it's been fascinating. It's been so fascinating to me because I realized that I didn't, same with the revelation you got, like, wait, I could change this. I don't have to be stuck here. This is not the person I have to be tomorrow just because I woke up this way today. And it's been a beautiful journey of learning. I'm still learning a lot, but I love that. And I love that you've taken those experiences, you've taken that shift, you've taken the things that you've done, and now you're teaching, you know, leadership, and you're teaching how to move forward, to not stay stuck and catapulted, or, you know, stay, because sometimes we can feel like we move one step forward and then feel that we're pulled back like 15,000 steps, right? So you talk about authentic leadership, right? I was reading a lot of, you know, what your bio is about and what you do, and you talk about authentic leadership being like the central theme of your work and what it is you're putting out there. And I really love that. And I wanted to know, like, especially for all of the women who are here that can change the game, they can move forward and they can show up better for themselves, for others, for people that they're leading, whether it's in their home, work, whatever, right? I just wanted to know, what does it truly mean to lead? When you say lead authentically, what do you mean by that? Like, what is that, you know, and why is it crucial anyway for these women to lead like that? Why is it crucial for us to be authentic?
Mm. Yeah, fantastic question, because authenticity is what it's all about, and I'll explain that in a second. And it's not just for those people who have that formal title of leadership or manager or CEO or director. Right. We all lead ourselves mm-hmm. first. Mm-hmm. And so authentic leadership starts there. If I didn't lead myself today, I wouldn't get out of bed today. I wouldn't have had a shower. I wouldn't have showed up here. And if we don't lead ourselves, then we're not achieving, accomplishing anything in a day, even if it's to get out of bed, have a cup of coffee and sit on the couch. You're still leading yourself. You're still shifting and having momentum from one place to another. You're right. still shifting your thoughts. You're still changing where you have been to a different state. So you're leading yourself. So everyone, we approach this as everyone's a leader to start with. And the reason that authentic leadership is so vital now is that in the 21st century, we are more evolved beings. We are more right. connected with who we are. We're more connected with our emotions. We're more connected with the planet. We're more connected with each other across the planet. We're more connected with our beliefs and our spirituality. And that doesn't mean religiosity. It may mean right, that for you, right. but it doesn't mean that. It's like, what is the essence? Why am I here on this planet? Right. People who have no God that they follow still go, well, why am I here? Well, this is my purpose. What is your purpose? That's part of your spirituality. What's your purpose today? Is it to grow an amazing family? Is it to be the best CEO in your field? Is it to be the most intrepid, adventurous traveler in the world? Whatever it is, doesn't matter. It's like, how are you showing up every single day? So right. authenticity and leading yourself with authenticity, it has four specific components, but I want to come back. I'm not going to share those specifically. I'm going to come back to who are you being today? Because we cannot do things and have things until we know who we are being. And this is not your role. Like, as I started in the beginning, it's like, who do I be? I be this person who steps into my truth. I be this person who is learning not to give a fuck about what they say. Because if I do, then I'm giving my power away and I'm not living my true life. Right. And that's not through arrogance or ego. It's not, I'm better than you. It's nothing to do with that. It's like, I'm me. I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. And when I come and I meet you and you and you and you, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. How fantastic. I have skills. You have skills. I have areas of brilliance. You have areas of brilliance and genius. Let's go and make this planet and this world better.
Right. Oh my God, that's so beautiful. And, you know, it's something I truly believe in too, because I really do believe that all of us have a certain set of skill sets and wisdom and talents and stuff like that, that are so different than that other person. And that's the beauty of it all. And mm-hmm. I wish that we would pause more to realize that, as opposed to competing or wanting what somebody else has, right? Because we base our whole life sometimes based on a one picture we saw on Instagram. You know what I mean? And like, it's like you have to show up for yourself. I love that, right? It's that you connecting with you piece, right? And I know that, you know, neuroscience is something that is big, you know, about you, about your brain and who you are and how you behave. So I love that. And I wanted to know how neuroscience plays a key role in your life. Like how was that for you, you know, to shift things in your life, but also how are you doing now to help other women shift?
Beautiful. So I used to think that positive thinking was what I just needed to do. That if I just, that I just have all these thoughts and affirmations. It's like, my life's going to change. Well, that's, I'm letting you know now, that's a whole lot of BS, okay?
Yes, it is.
We know this. We know the reason why. Because thinking is just part of our cognitive logical brains. And so if we're positive thinking, we're just staying in our brains.
Yeah.
And as many people say, particularly Tony Robbins and others, if you stay in your head, you're dead. And we all always talk about, we need to get these amazing thoughts and intellect and logic and skills and talents connected with your heart space and connected with your heart. And that's the authenticity. Authenticity brings in that emotional part, the self-awareness, the self-regulation, the deep-seated sense and understanding and knowledge of hope, optimism, resilience, efficacy. And when you have those things, which are the components of authentic leadership, and take action, then you are being authentic. Now, to do that, you can't just think your way through it. Because when the tough stuff comes, when the adversity comes, when the hiccups come, when the unexpected comes, you'll go, oh, crap, what do I do now? Oh, but I thought I was really resilient. And you might fall apart and go, oh, I don't know what to do now. That was their fault. It was their fault. And then we start blaming others and we start looking for a scapegoat, or we start looking for someone to blame or someone to attribute things to, so that somebody who will rescue us. And so we get into that pattern and cycle, which often becomes a downward spiral. So when adversity shows up, and this is a guarantee, I will let you know, this is an absolute guarantee. Yeah. It will show up. Yes. In different ways to different people at different times. And like you said before, Nina, we can't compare. This person's adversity is not better or worse than mine. This person's right. adversity is not harder or tougher or worser. Let's use really right. bad English. Worser than mine.
Right, it's right. Like,
my adversity in that moment, your adversity in that moment is your adversity. And one of the things that I'm going to share in the summit is how you can recognize what your self-talk is in that moment and then create the supercharged, empowered language to begin shifting that. And remember, it's not just thoughts only. They do not work. Then we need to connect that with your body and your feeling and your cells, and then rewire that so it becomes the new neural pathways of your new pattern. And then mm-hmm. you just practice consistently. And that's mm-hmm. how you create a new pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a habit, right? I mean, it becomes a habit in your brain. I often try to disrupt my patterns by doing simple things, like I'll brush my teeth with the opposite hand, you know, or I'll brush my hair with the opposite hand, or I'll do something like just different in my patterns, because I'm trying to break out of some of the patterns. And so, like, for instance, you know, eating when I'm upset, right? Like, I want to go ahead and grab something sweet when I'm upset. So I've been trying to disrupt that. Like, if I feel upset or I feel bored or whatever, I try to go for a walk instead, or I'm trying to do something completely different and out of pattern. And so I'm just, you know, for those who are listening, can you give us like one thing that they can start doing to become more self-aware so that they can start shifting those patterns, right? Because they're in leadership, and a lot of these women are leading their homes or leading businesses or leading their teams or whatever have you. And I'm just wondering how they can start the journey.
Absolutely. So part of it is that we often jump into the judgment. So when we look at doing pattern disruption and pattern change and pattern creation, if we haven't got somebody working alongside us, that's why we coach and train. That's why we coach yep. and train. That's why we have our business. That's what we do. So if we do it on our own, we often jump into that whole cycle of blame, shame, guilt, yeah. and judgment. Yeah. It's like, oh, no, I've done it again. I've actually reached for that chocolate cake and I have eaten three pieces instead of one, and I wasn't going to do that. Oh, I'm so terrible. And then we jump into self-loathing. Yeah. And then they just continue that pattern. And that can be for anything. It can be a quip at a partner. It can be a certain reaction to an in-law, or it can be a certain fiery something or other to something that happens at work. And you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I did it again. Damn it. Da, 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 da. I wanted not to. And so one of the things that you can recognize is to, first thing, you're doing the best you can with what you've got. Abso-freaking-lutely. Right. Because otherwise you'd be doing something different. So you're doing something the best you're doing the best you can in this moment with what you've got. Yep. Now, that took me about a year with my coach, my amazing leadership coach, that took me about a year to recognize that for myself. because I was so used to the pattern of, oh, it's my fault, I've done wrong, I have to fix it, I'm failing at this, it's bad, I did it wrong, it's it wasn't supposed to be like that, I messed up. I jumped into all those things all the time. And so the first thing is to go, I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. And right there, right then, it shifts all your energy and shifts your state of being.
Yeah.
So we know that the first thing to change is your state. And like you said, Nina, when you're feeling a bit down or upset or frustrated or whatever, you might reach for a sugary, just a pattern, you might reach for a sugary something. And many people do this. And so disrupting that pattern is great. So the first thing is like, I'm doing the best we can with what I've got. Right. Shift my state and shift your state energetically.
Yeah.
Physically and energetically. So put on a song and begin to, hit the microphone, begin to dance to a song. You can, even if you're in a meeting and you're getting into that spiral of thinking, we teach people you can't necessarily stand up in front of a meeting and start boogieing on down. That might not go down well sometimes. So what you can do is you can shift your state. So you might be sort of sitting here and then going, oh, crap, I hadn't finished that thing. It was a deadline and they're going to come down to me next. And oh, my goodness, it's all my fault. Oh, my goodness, I should have done this. Who can I blame? Who can I say? What's the reason? What's the excuse? And you might be having this sort of narrative in your mind. And so when you recognize that, it was like, hang on a minute, I'm doing the best I can with what I've got. Shift your state so you can even just sit forward. Take a breath. Mm-hmm. You've shifted your state. You've shifted your molecular chemistry, you've shifted what's happening in your body, and therefore you'll shift your emotions, and therefore you'll come up with a different strategy because you're same pattern.
That's so good. That's so good, right? Because you're absolutely right. I said sometimes we'll just keep digging ourselves even deeper into the hole because we just feel like, oh, I'm not good enough. And I recognized that about a year ago. I recognized that pattern because I would eat something, regret it, beat myself up, try to do better, eat something, regret it, eat myself. And then one day I was kind of like looking at myself doing the pattern and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, like this is the actual pattern is the whole thing. Eat something, regret it, start over. Like, voila, like the brain, like I got the aha moment, you know? And it was
another
thing about, like, as I took, I have my master's certification in neuro-linguistic programming, right? And so one of the things is shifting the way you see things. So sometimes what I'll do is if I'm in the middle of that, you know, woe is me moment, because we all have those, I'll like automatically just shift and say, find something green, Nina, or find something blue, or, you know, I completely get myself completely out of, I have to, otherwise I spiral. I'll just keep going down like this hole because I'm a perfectionist by trade. It's like I'm trained to be a perfectionist. So it's like I have to make sure that I break out of those patterns, Elizabeth. And I think that's important. Yeah, I think that's absolutely important. A lot of people. Yeah, go ahead.
Because perfectionism is just a pattern. It's just a whole series of things. It's like, I think this, I feel this, therefore I do that. Because it's think, feel, do. Once you recognize that, it's just a pattern. It's just a story that you keep repeating that has become a belief. So as that story has become a belief, you can change that. So it's like, I used to be. Empowering language. I used to be a perfectionist. Now I am. So I am right here, right now. Am, not will be, because that's out in the future. That never happens. I am a person who's doing my best in every single moment. And when you say that to yourself, what happens? What happens to yourself inside? What happens to your emotions? What happens to you, to the level of energy that you're feeling? Just in me saying it, was like, if I say I'm a perfectionist, I'm like, oh, I have to go. Okay, on. I have to go perfect something. Whereas if I'm saying I used to be a perfectionist, it's in the past. It's no longer. That is not me. I'm not showing up as that person anymore. I choose to be, so I don't need to or have to. I choose to be a person who shows up and does her best in every moment. And sometimes that's 100%. Sometimes it's 20%. Sometimes it's 50%. Because in that moment, you're showing up as the best you have in that moment. Can't hear you. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. That's me. I wanted to ask you a question because, you know, I was in leadership for a long time, right? I worked for an organization. I was in leadership for a long time. I had a beautiful team under me, the whole thing. And one of the things that I started finding a challenge to balance was my growth, my professional growth, and my mindset was changing, right? Because I was looking into neurolinguistic programming. I was looking into all of that stuff. So I was changing. And I'm wondering for the women who are listening, who, love you, your energy, want to work with you, all that kind of stuff. What I want them to understand is you don't have to lose yourself completely, no. Right? You're actually finding your true authentic core. So I wanted you to talk a little bit about that because in the beginning, I honestly felt a little confused about how I should show up. You know, like I started learning patterns or I started not really letting people step on me anymore, right? It started to change. And so I was wondering in leadership, like what advice or what can you tell them to let them know that there is a way to seek that, look for that, change that, and not lose yourself in the process?
Absolutely. So it's all about, being authentic is all about not losing yourself. It's about finding yourself, recognizing right. who you are, understanding those things within you and then choosing those things that you want to dial up and so those things you want to dial down because we are who we are. And gone are the days of where you say, this is the person I am at home, this is the person I am at the sports club, this is the person I am at church, this is the person I am at work.
Right.
That's not being authentic. So what we say is like, who is your true authentic self? And we work through with leaders to recognize the amazing things that are within them. What are your innate strengths?
Yeah.
Now, it's not your talents or skills. It's not the things you can do well. It's those things that are within you. Who are you? Are you an amazing rapport builder? Are you an incredible listener? Are you a person that brings this incredible amount of empathy to your team so that your team feels heard? Are you able to set really amazing boundaries and stick to them without jumping into the spiral of pattern of shame, blame, judgment, or guilt? Or what will they think of me if I say, no, I'm going home at 5 o'clock today?
Right.
And so recognizing those things as we work with leaders to become more authentic in their leadership, they find the things that they used to do beautifully. They find the things that got covered up with dust and with judgment and with experiences and with adversity. And they often people say to us, I'm coaching some people now from a company that we work with in the city, and they're saying to us, it's like, oh, this is what I used to do. But then I thought I wasn't allowed to, so I stopped myself.
Wow. Wow.
And many people do that. It was like, oh, I thought I had to. And 10 or 20 years ago, you heard this from women in high up leadership very frequently. I thought I had to lead like a man. And so that's what I did. But then I got all tied up in knots and burnt out and had to go, had to leave the place. Yep. And that's because we're not being authentic to who we be. Now we know through research that bringing your skills of self-awareness and self-regulation, this is beyond emotional intelligence because self-awareness and self-regulation, you can dial up and dial down because you instantly read the room. You're instantly recognizing how these people are responding and you are able to have this breadth and this range of who you be and you flow into who you be and who you show up every single day like this. So every conversation can be a fun, energetic, courageous conversation, whether is firing somebody or employing somebody. When you're being authentic, your language changes. When you're being authentic, you show up differently. You don't show up in dread going, oh, I've got a meeting with this boss. I hate having these meetings. He always blah, 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 or she always blah, blah, blahs. And so you set your intention. You know who you be. You create who you're showing up as, and it's all in alignment. Your mind, your thoughts, your body, your actions, your values are all in alignment. So you're not trying to be anybody else.
I love that so much. And something that I really feel a lot of leaders should invest in when it comes to themselves and how they're leading, because you're right. I mean, I used to think that in the beginning too, that I had to show up like a man, right? Like just show up and be tough and do this. And, you know, this is how it's done.
Yeah.
And I, as I grew, I realized that's not how I wanted to lead at all. And I, you know, I was an executive chef in culinary for many years. So that's a very man driven systemic type of, you know, field, you know? So it was something like you had to be really tough. And then I was like, but I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. I decided to become a servant leader and lead my team and also serve with them and stuff. And it actually made for an amazing work experience, quite frankly, you know, because I was showing up like me. So good.
I was just going to just add on to that as well, because there's a couple of people that we've been working with recently and they went, but I'm not the out the front leader. I don't want to stand up there. I don't have that sort of rah, rah, let's go team, follow me type thing, but I'm still a leader because their role was a leader and they wanted to lead their team. But they said, I can't be like that. I don't know what to do. And so we looked at servant leadership, like Nelson Mandela, lead from behind. Lead from behind. You always know what your people at the front are doing because they are connected with you. And that's their area of genius, is to be the rah-rah people at the front. Let's go, everybody. Let's go. And you're the shepherd. So it's shepherd leadership. You're the shepherd from behind, moving your flock and making sure that everybody's got the information they need, everybody's feeling supported, you understanding their values and their purpose and why they show up every single day, because otherwise you're not being authentic to yourself and your values and your team either. And so recognizing that and giving these people permission to lead from behind is just being just absolutely fantastic and transformational for them, because they went, that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't know I could, was allowed to do that. And so I was trying to be this person up front and it wasn't working. And they were getting exhausted and drained and burning out and wanting to leave their job. Now they love their job.
That's so fantastic. Yeah, that is. Yeah. That is, you know, honestly, Elizabeth, I've spoken to a lot of leaders on this show, and I don't think I've ever had anybody talk about it that way before, you know, leading from behind. I think that is so important and something that is what a lot of people like. I was a servant leader. I really liked my team to shine. It's what I did. And they loved it. And people knew I was the leader. I didn't have to put a whole badge on to let them know I was the leader. They knew. But at the same time, they felt so valued, because when things came out like amazing big VIP events for all these major players coming, you know, they would just be like so proud of what they put out there. And I loved it, you know, because I'm like, I know my value. Yeah. And so therefore I didn't have to be out there. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And Keith Ferrazzi's got a beautiful quote, and I can't remember the exact quote, but it's very similar to like that. It's like a true leader is one where people look at the group and they don't know who the leader is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just like you said, you don't have to have a badge. I love that. You don't have to have a badge to say, I'm the leader. You create these people with their own genius in their own ways. And yes, you work together and you're committed to each other. And yes, they know that ultimately, if something needs to go left or right, you're the person who makes that decision. However, within that, you have this incredible, authentic group of amazing people. And this is authentic leadership. That is a beautiful example of it, Nina. This is authentic leadership. And these teams have the highest level of loyalty, less absenteeism, less presenteeism. Yep. So that they don't just show up and pretend they're working. They create the highest levels of revenue in the companies as well. And so this is why authentic leadership in 2025 going forward is the way that we need to create every type of leadership at every level in organizations. And we can do this across our sporting organizations, church organizations to some degree as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's like, let's show up and first of all, let's know who we be. Who are we showing up as?
And
then we move forward.
Yeah, absolutely love it. Oh, so good. I could talk to you forever and I already kept you above time. So I cannot wait for the summit because I know the wisdom and knowledge that you carry is incredible. So Dr. Elizabeth Pritchard, before I let you go, I want to make sure that people know how to reach you, how to work with you, how to work with your organization. So give us that information, please.
Fantastic. So first of all, go to our website, waltinstitute.com, W-A-L-T Institute, all one word, .com. If you want to contact me personally, it's elizabeth@waltinstitute.com, or you just go on our website and you will find some free things that you can begin your journey today. You can find some handouts, some workout, some workbooks, some ebooks to give you some specific, simple tools and techniques to put in place today. Because it's like one tiny tweak will change your life. One tiny tweak will begin to shift that pattern. One tiny tweak will begin to shift that mindset towards you becoming your authentic self.
Yes, I love it. Thank you so much for being here and dropping all this wisdom. Oh, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Fun. Oh my God. Yeah. It's so much fun. And I love conversations like this, just real authentic, real off the cuff, real, tangible things that you can do and ways to shift. And you know what, like she said, one thing, right? So let's just do this one thing to start and make sure you go onto the website and do what you have to do to start getting yourself moving forward. Because when someone is an excellent presenter and showing you like what to do, how to do it, how to get from A to B, break a pattern and really elevate yourself. Because I'm sure that for this year, 2025, well, we're already here. I'm sure that you're thinking, I need to level up. So guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Elizabeth. I think it was just so awesome. I'm going to make sure to link all of her information below because I want to make sure that you can contact her, work with her, go onto the Walt Institute. Don't miss out on something that is really here to help you thrive and grow and show up in your authenticity, because that's what we're here for 2025. It's all about being authentic. And don't you dare miss the Women Who Lead Summit, because she is going to be there and she's going to drop some gems. So make sure you guys show up, because why in the world would you miss out on breaking another pattern? All right, guys, I love you so much. This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.